This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The World Health Organization announced on Friday it's approving a COVID-19 vaccine from China's state-owned drug maker Sinopharm for emergency use. The vaccine has already been given to hundreds of millions of people in China and abroad. It's the first time the WHO has given emergency use approval to any Chinese vaccine for any infectious disease. The emergency listing is a signal to national regulators on a product's safety and efficacy and would allow the shot to be included in COVAX, the global program to provide vaccines for poor countries. The World Health Organization has previously given approval to COVID-19 vaccines developed by Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson, and last week Moderna. The number of daily COVID cases globally dropped slightly for the first time in 10 weeks. But in India, cases continue to surge, up 10% to an average of 385,000 new infections a day, according to AFP. The country has the most deaths per day and accounts for about a third of all deaths globally. All of Asia is seeing increases, while declines are continuing in Africa, Europe, the Middle East, United States, Canada, Latin America, and the Caribbean. U.S. President Joe Biden said Friday the country has a long way to go for economic recovery from the pandemic after a disappointing jobs report. U.S. job growth unexpectedly slowed in April. Economists had predicted roughly 1 million added jobs last month, but data only showed about a quarter, gains of 266,000 jobs. President Biden says it shows the importance of his first major legislative accomplishment, a massive pandemic relief package, and argues it shows Washington needs to do even more. This is